Hello. Oh, this is great. I love our morning celebrations when we've got the Together Time team up here. And it's great to have a load of you young ones down here. For what we're thinking about now, I need you to use a little bit of your imagination and think back a year ago. Okay, so think back to Christmas Eve a year ago. Maybe if we're adults, we can think back more than just one year to when we were maybe the age of some of these at the front here. And imagine you are in your room playing a game, could be on the computer, could be making a puzzle, and you've got some bubble gum. Oh, bubble gum. Nom, 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 nom. Bubble gum's nice, isn't it? But the problem is, you're not meant to have bubble gum in your room. Oh. You're there blowing bubbles, having a great time, enjoying your bubble gum, playing your games, and then you hear footsteps. It's not very loud on here, is it? You hear footsteps, chomp, chomp, chomp. That's one of your parents, someone coming upstairs. You've got chewing gum in your mouth. You've just blown a bubble. What do? You've got this chewing, you've got this bubble gum. You panic. You grab it out of your mouth and you stick it down the side of your bed. And you know what? You forget about it. You leave it there. In fact, you leave it there until you wake up this morning, a year later. And a year later, that chewing gum has been, the side of your bed, under your bed. And what's going to have happened to that bubble gum, do you think, if it's been there for a year? Are things going to start attaching to it? What might happen to it? It might get moldy, might get stinky. Maybe if you played with some jigsaw pieces on your bed and they've slipped down the side of your bed, you might have bits of jigsaw attached to it. Maybe if you're more into Lego and you've been playing with Lego, you might have pieces of Lego down the side of your bed and that's all attached to it. And you've ended up with this chunk of bubble gum, which isn't really bubble gum when you look at it anymore. It's a bit manky and moldy and it sticks to things, doesn't it? And because of that, it's got loads of things attached to it now and it doesn't really look like bubble gum. Hiya. And now what you've got is a problem because you've lost what it very much is. You've lost the fact that it's bubble gum. And I think, like Bing Bong Sketch showed us, I think sometimes we're a bit like that when it comes to Christmas. We really enjoy lots of things about Christmas, but sometimes we put to one side the real heart, the centre of Christmas. So I need some of you to come and help me with a little activity to think about what the centre, the core of Christmas is about. So we've got a little box here of things, and I think we need to try and sort them into things which are the heart of Christmas and things that are added on. They're not necessarily bad things. In fact, they're quite good things. But if they become the centre of why we have Christmas, then it's not so great. So who's going to come up? We've got a few hands up already. Come up to give me a little hand sorting out some of these. Leighton, do you want to come up? Because you came in so enthusiastically. Come on, Leighton. Do you want to come? So do you want to pick something out of this box and we can have a little think about what it is? And we'll have a little bit of a think about whether it's something that's the core of Christmas or something that's added on a little bit. Do you want to grab something out of this box? There's lots of things in here. What do you want to grab? You want to grab the star? Thanks very much. Do you want to grab a seat? Thank you. So the star, okay, star is a really important part of the Christmas story because the star played a vital part in leading some people to where Jesus was born. Do you know who followed the star to find out where Jesus was born? Who followed the star to find out where Jesus was born? Yeah, the wise men. Do you know they sought Jesus and they found him because they were being led by a star which God provided for them supernaturally. Okay, who's going to come and pick something else out of our box? What else have we got here? Yeah, do you want to come up? Go on, do you want to grab something else out of it? There's stuff in the bottom as well. I don't know if you want to grab out something there. What have you got there? You've got a little baby. You've got a little baby. Good choice. Do you want to grab a seat? Okay, so here we've got something that's very central to Christmas, I reckon, haven't we? We've got a little baby Jesus. Yeah, when we think about Christmas, hopefully at the very centre, we're thinking about the birth of Jesus. Brilliant. Okay, what else have we got here? Come on, we've got a few more things to pick out. Yeah, do you want to come up? You want to go for those? Oh, good choice. Quite heavy. We've got a massive box of Haribo sweets. Do you know what? Christmas isn't the same without a good selection of sweets, I think. When I get home for Christmas, there's always a big box of Quality Street, which I delve into and eat lots of. My mum's already had a head start on those. She sent me a message saying that. But sweets are great at Christmas. But do we think that they're part of the core centre part of Christmas? Not part of the original Christmas message, eating sweets, although they're amazing. So we pop them this side. Okay, who wants to come up and give us a hand? Something else from here. Do you want to come up? Go on. What else have we got in here? Oh, look at that. What have you got there? It's a little sheep, isn't it? So we've got a sheep. Who had sheep in the Christmas story? Who had sheep in the Christmas story? Do we know? Yep. The shepherds, yeah. Because shepherds came because they were told by angels to go and find where Jesus was born. They were directed to go and find where Jesus was born. Brilliant. Okay, we've got a couple more things. Two things left. Who's not come up yet? Who'd like to come up? Who's, do you want to come up? Just grab something out of the box. Yeah. Oh, a little bit hesitant. Go on, Joseph, do you want to come back up? You're so helpful. What do you want to grab out? Oh, this is a two-parter, isn't it? Look at this. Oh, I like this. This is a great little toy, isn't it? Do you know what? Toys at Christmas are so much fun, aren't they? We love having things like, that's a bow and arrow, that. Can shoot a little target. Have some fun with that. And that's brilliant. Toys at Christmas are great, but maybe they're not the centerpiece of Christmas, are they? Okay, so we've got some games. And the last thing here that I'm going to pull out is a cinema ticket. Now, some of you might have already gone to see the new Star Wars film. Maybe some of you haven't yet. But going to the cinema or going to an event or going to do something together is a great way to spend Christmas. But maybe it's not the core, the center part of Christmas. Now, there's one more thing that I want to bring out of the box. One more thing that I think we don't actually think about too much when it comes to Christmas. We've pulled out baby Jesus, of course. But actually, baby Jesus was born at Christmas for a purpose. We've got a Bible verse that we're going to think about in just a moment. And our Bible verse is taken from Matthew's Gospel. And it says this: she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Do you know what? Jesus was born as a baby, but not to stay as a baby. Jesus was born as a human, but to go through a suffering. You know, when we think about the Christmas story really isn't complete unless we think about it in light of the cross, which comes at Easter time. You know, Jesus being born as a baby is so important, but Jesus being born as a saviour is the centre of the message. And it says there, doesn't it? His name is Jesus because. His name is Jesus because. The name Jesus is a form of the Lord saves. The meaning of the word is the Lord saves. And that is why he is called Jesus. So when you hear the word Jesus, when you hear about Jesus being born at Christmas time, when you hear about the little baby Jesus, you can think about him as a tiny little baby, but you can think about what he grows up to achieve, what he grows up to do. And here we've got a really great verse from Matthew's Gospel that says that he came to save people.